Somebody's gonna run and just gonna get me. I think I had a Rambamada there on my thing, but I want. Thank you. So we're discussing Yafet Torah, Talmud Torah, Im Derech Eretz, and last week we discussed, obviously the major difficulty, which is that if we say Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, which we do, and that's, an accepted axiological perspective. So, why the need for an augment, why the possibility? Oh, thank you. I got the feedback, right? Thank you. Why the possibility that, that somehow we look at, a Torah-only perspective as being, inadequate. So that's the difficulty, of course. And while some of the Mefarshim understand that what we're trying to negate is some sort of, ill or some, other, challenge, the Gemara in Kiddushin, and other Mamare Chazal that, we're concerned that somebody who focuses exclusively on Torah will, end up being tempted to, in order to sustain his lifestyle, will be tempted to, cut corners, be involved in theft, other such things, or, simply, as a way of neutralizing other ego or hedonistic tendencies by Yishman, Yisrael, by Yivat, the idea that, if a person, doesn't involve himself in constructive conduct or constructive contributions to the tzibor, that if he, lives a life of, an absence of complete focus, that he'll be, rife, for other temptations. So basically, there are many interpretations which see Yafet Torah im Derech Eretz, Yegiyah Shneim Mashkachas, Avon, the absence of Derech Eretz as being Goreres Avon, in very kind of artificial ways. And then last week we took the perspective of, some of the Mefarshim, which is on the contrary. It's actually, this Mishnah is a statement about the centrality of Talmud Torah, and the real idea is not to, minimize, even the exclusiveness, the exclusive focus on Talmud Torah, but on the contrary, to, emphasize how Talmud Torah has to be integrated, even as you're involved in other pursuits. I tried to connect that with the idea of Lasok B'Divrei Torah and the perspective of the Rush and others about, the question of Hepsik between Birchas HaTorah and Limud HaTorah, and the idea that, if a person, either the subliminal, awareness of and even thinking about and, taking the opportunity, constantly to be, connected with the Limud HaTorah, but I was kind of suggesting it to go a step further, and the suggestion that even the standards and the personality that you bring to other pursuits, if they are defined by Limud HaTorah itself, that too constitutes Yafet Torah im Derech Eretz, and instead of being this statement which is Mekil or which again in any way cuts down the centrality of Talmud Torah. It's the opposite is true. What we're saying is that even when necessarily, you happen to be or you have to be involved in other pursuits, that this remains, primary, either, subliminally or, in your actual performance. And what I was trying to suggest, and that is, in terms of your standards and in terms of your purposes, etc. That's kind of where we were. So, of course, the alternative, there are, two other, I think, perspectives that we want to pursue. One is based on the Rambam that we started discussing 2 weeks ago. I want to discuss that now for a few minutes, part of a much bigger discussion, really, but at least to discuss it. And that is the idea that Yafet Torah im Derech Eretz is about, how appropriate it is, how proper it is, whether it's even permissible you know, for a person to earn his living through Talmud Torah, the question of, you know, paying people who are in Avodas HaKodesh, or the concept of kolalim, obviously that's a very big issue in any culture, in any halachic culture. And then, of course, the other one after that, if we still have time for today, and that is, you know, the idea of some sort of a synthesis or integration of Torah and other things, a kind of a Torah plus idea, whether it's, you know, midos or musar or mada, those kind of, you know, issues as well. It doesn't have to be that that's what this mission is talking about, but again, it's a kind of like an open invitation, at least, you know, for people to weigh in, you know, on these issues. And of course, any discussion of this Mishnah, you know, has to also include, you know, discussing other Mamari Chazal and other Mishnayos, even in Avos, that seem to be touching on these issues as well. So, for example, Mishnah in Avos, Paragimel, Mishnah Vav, the numbers in the Mishnayos, it depends on the, you know, the Mepharshim, so they're not always accurate, but Hamakabel Olav Ol Torah, right, Mavirin Mimenu, Ol Malchus, the Ol Darach Eretz, Kol Aporek Mimenu, you know, Ol Torah, you know, Matilin Olav, you know, Ol, you know, Malchus, the Ol Derech Eretz. So here we have this Mishnah, Yafa Torah Im Derech Eretz, and then you have the, you know, the promise of Mekabel Olav Ol Torah Mavirin, you know, Ol Malchus and Ol. But of course, the key is the word Ol, you know, here. Yafa Torah Im Derech Eretz is different than there being an Ol of Derech Eretz. But just to point out that we have to, you know, pay attention, you know, to parallels. Or the Mishnah, a couple of Mishnahs after that, if we're talking about, you know, nature and in that sense of Derech Eretz, Hamahalach Baderech, Mishone, Radu Mavsik Mi Mishnaso, V'Omer Manoah Ilam Zeh, Harezu Mischai Benafsho, well, how does that fit in? And then, of course, again, more directly, Derech Eretz. Also later in Paragimel, towards the end of the Mishnayos, Emein Torah Ein Derech Eretz, right? Emein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. And then you have the other parallels, Emein Chachma Ein Yira, Emein Yira Ein Chachma, Emein Das and Bina, Kemach and Torah. You know, they're all, you know, have the same kind of relationship. So again, Torah and Derech Eretz appears in more than one context. So, you know, whether we're talking about Malacha, or we're talking about Midos, or we're talking about Musar, or we're talking about, you know, knowledge of the world, like of Hirsch, you know, thinks, he thinks it's about all these things. All of these have to be, you know, assessed against this broader background. But anyways, to more specifically, I want to speak today a little bit more about the Rambam before we move over and talk about some of the pluses. So I mentioned already that the Rambam, in Perushim Shnayis, on the Mishnah, Yapatarim Derech Eretz, actually has a very, you know, modest and a very, you know, kind of unassuming, you know, perspective. And basically, like Rashi, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, he zeroes in on the, you know, on the problem. This is the wrong one. He zeroes in on the problem of, you know, if you don't have a proper panasa, what, you know, you're you know, likely to be tempted, you know, or likely to be, you know, put into situations where you have to compromise other principles. And again, the idea for that whole group is that as much as Talmud Torah and its focus is an ideal, it shouldn't come at the expense, obviously, of other core things. Right. So that is, so the Rambam takes that position here, as does Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Kiddushin. Like Rashi says, "Shemitok shehu lo meid ve'osek b'schora b'lis parnes enu chomeid v'gozo mamam shalachem." Then he continues, "She efshar b'lo mezonos v'holeichu melastem." And that's what the Rambam is quoting as well. The Rambam says, "Rots derech eretz means esek b'parnasa," according to the Rambam, and he says, "Goreres avon kemosha bir b'mokam acher kiddushin kaftes." Sofo shemalastem es habrios. So again, there are different ways to explain even this. But that's what the Rambam goes for. Again, look at Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah talks about Vayishma and Yeshurun. Ayideshu Yagia Yiga Batoro Vamalacha Lo Yishlot Ala Vayetzer. Yibachal Esa Shayia Dashain Vishamein Lo Yerav Lo Laso Saveros. Lachain Yasuk Batora Shi Mateshas Koko Shaladam Vigam de Malachto Kidechiuso. Right, below Yamed Batel Leolam Penyas Aneg Adam Lebabo Bayishma Nishurun Bayiba. Okay, so this is the then he goes and then Kamakein Torah. This is all based on Shabatolim Malacha Mebiaso Laoni Goreras Kamavonos Rasaraba, and this is what the Rambam. This is basically Rashi, the Rambam, and that influenced Rabbeinu Yonah. Actually, Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Bachia, they actually try to expand it a little more, but that's basically the thrust of it. But in the and that too has a certain importance, which I'll try to get back to. But if you look at the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, right there in Parag Gimel Halacha Yud, the Rambam connects it with the issue of Parnasa through Talmud Torah. Kol Meisim Aliba Shiyasek B'Torah V'Layasim Halacha Yisparnes Minat Tzedaka. Hareza chilala sashem, this is, harsh words. Ubaza es haTorah, right? Bekava maor hadas. These are, the language that the Rambam used here is very severe, and it's not all based on Mekoros. I mean, he's expanding and he's using, language in a very powerful way. Kava maor hadas in particular. Goram ra'a li'atzmo. In the end, what does that mean, Garam Ra'a Li'atzmo? It's also very fascinating. Meaning, it's not just that, he, is exploiting, and, for his own gain and betterment, he is being Chal Shem Shemayim or being Mechabe Ma'or Hadas, but in the end of the day, he's undermining himself. Okay? The Natal Chayav Min Olam Abba, I don't think he means Garam Ra'a Li'atzmo equals Natal Chayav Min Olam Haba. I think he means V'Natal Chayav Min Olam Haba. Two different things. Lefi she'asur lihanos b'divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. Armu chachamim ka'anena b'divrei Torah Natal Chayav Min Ha'olam. And the Bar Tanura discusses this in the second Mishnah, the Mishnah that the Rambam, Kardam Lach Barbo, etc. He uses very strong languages of like Me'ila, Me'ila B'kadshim. We talked about the Rambam Shita, which we'll see. But od sivo v'amr lo tasim atara li hisgadal b'hem lo kardam lach b'hem. But od sivo v'amru echo v'samalachas sna sarabanos v'chol torah she'eni mamalachas sofa b'teila v'sof adam zeh she'im b'lastem es habrios. So here's where the Rambam connects the Mishnah of Yafa Torah im derech eretz, right, which continues with Kol Torah She'eni Mamalacha Sofa B'Teila V'Sof, Melastei Mesabrios, based on, the language of the Mishnah and the language of the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos. This is how he's connecting it to the problem of what he calls the problem of, Kardom and Atara Lihizgadol Bahem. So, of course, the much more expansive discussion of the Rambam is a discussion in Pirush Mishnayos in Avos, right on a later Mishnah, again the Mishnah in Perek Gimel, which says, Rab Tzadok Omer, this is, again, in this count, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin, Lo Sasem Atara Lihizgadol Bahem, Lo Kardom, Lechol Mehen, Lachbar Bahem, Kacha Hil Omer Dishtamish Bitaga Chalaf. Okay. Kol haneos midivrei Torah, natal chayav min haola. Yeah. So the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka connects these two Mishnayos. And here, of course, he has his famous expansion that he's referring to in Yad HaChazaka as well. He starts off by saying, and you can totally understand this, Savarti shelo adaber bitzava hazos. He said, originally I thought I wouldn't you know, speak about this. Well, he says Lafisha Hebrura, right? Bechain biyadi, this is probably more so, should dabri ba einam niosim lerov gedolei haTorah. But this is not a popular theme. The Rambam's view on this matter clearly was very well known and very controversial. So he's basically saying, you know, I originally said I wouldn't talk about this, you know, but he couldn't help himself. V'ulai l'kulam, right? L'rov g'dolei haTorah v'ulai l'kulam. U'mekom makom omar v'lo asim lev, right? U'meblich shoshos mimisha kidem v'lo mimisha nimtza ata. Like, you know, he did a quick turnaround in terms of trying to avoid the controversy. Da sheze amru al techos as haTorah kardom lachberbo. Klomer al tachshovosa kli leparnasa. Who appears to be Amar Shakomi Shanena Baolamazeh Bikvod Torah Karas Esnafsho Mikhayolamaba Bitochu Enai Bne Adam Miliros Esaloshana Goliaze. The people, like, you know, are blinding themselves to this Mishnah and this halakha Vishlichu Akhre Gebam, right, Vinitlu Bipshate Dvarim Shlohibinu Osam Vani Ava Arim. The Kavulahem, you know, Misim al Yechidim, Vala Kehilos, right, started taxing the, individuals and communities to support the Talmidei Chachamim. Also is Hamanigut HaToratit, right, Toras Moksim, harsh. Behitu Asa'am Be'arma Mukhleta Shezuchova V'trichim L'sayei L'chachamim V'l'talmidim V'l'anashim Amzaskim Batorah V'tarasan Umnasan V'kol Zet Ta'os. In lo tokov batora, right? Velo raglayim liyishayin aleim klal. Ki kshanakov achre chachamim zecharin lebracha. Lo nimtza etzlam lo misim. Velo al bnei adam velo kibbutz nedavos liyishivos. Hakshuvos vanechbados. Velo l'roshe golios. Velo l'dayanim. Velo l'marbitzei Torah. Velo l'echon min amanhigim. Velo l'shar ha'am. Elo nimtza shokol kulam yeshba mishu betachlis ha'oni. Ba'asher, gadol betachlis, v'chalil li lomar shehem lo yutarmim v'lo nosnim tzaka. Kiamnam osa shehu ba'oni, ilu pashad yado li toholi memalim es mekomo zahav v'avanim tovos. Avalo osa zos, elo imestapik b'malacha shiz parnes mimena, im berevach o bedochak v'haya buzz, l'mas shebideya b'nei adam, ho avatorim mina osa mizet. Meaning, you know, if the Talmid Chachamim who were poor, if they put out their hands, you know, surely Klal Yisrael wouldn't have denied them, but they didn't want to do it because they were concerned, you know, about violating this principle. Dafka, because they were Talmidei Chachamim, that they should get support because of that. V'kvar yadata shehu lazaken, v'yachotev eitzim, osek b'chativa v'lomad lefnei shmaya v'yabtalion, v'hu b'tachlis o'anius, Umalasa Basharhi Talmidav Hemelushanim Shalu Kemosha Vyoshua, right? Vakotan Shabatamidav Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, meaning Hillel did just fine, you know, without the tax. The Ain Safek Lenovon Raj Ilunius La Anche Doro the Sayel Aloyamanichim the Lasak Bechativa Seitzim Bechananya Bendosa, although, you know, maybe he just wanted to build houses or something. There's a certain attraction in it. The Chananya ben Dosa, Shech Rizualam, Kola Olam Kulo Einon Nizon Elabishvil Chananya v'Chananya, and so on. Velo Bikesh Mibnei Adam. He was Kav Charuvin. He used to eat Me'er of Shabbos, Le'er of Shabbos. Right. V'Karna Dayan B'Kol Eretz Yisrael. Oya Shoev Mayim. V'Kashayu, like, they all went to the career counseling, here. Because how you buy in Bali Adin, I Omer Osha Tituli, Mishisha Bimakomi, Kim Shani Osik Imachem, Otnuli Bashir Mashani Batal Miavodasi, meaning he was charging them some. Even the Rambam is meddling about, the Gemara is about Tzchar Batala. Below you, Bnei Yisrael Osa Ador, Shal Eila Vizulasam, Lo Achzarim, Below Shenim Gomle Chasadim. Says, are we going to indict, generations of Klal Yisrael that allowed, these people to be in the state? V'lo matzanu Chacham min hachachamim ashurim ba'oni meganes anshe doral shalo hirchivolo kalila lahem. Elohim atzmo yu chasidim ma'amine ho'emes ba'emes, ma'amine ba'shem ha'betoris Moshe, asher ba zochim li'olam ha'netzach. Ve'enem matirim zos, ve'yiroim b'zeh chilul Hashem, like he says in Yana Chazaka, ve'ene hamon ha'am shu svurim shatorahi malacha min ha'malachos shemes parnasim ba. This is the key. I'll get back to this in a minute. V'tia mizulzeles b'neihem. The nimsa osezos dvar Hashem baza. So I think it's very critical to understand that what really motivates the Rambam here is not so much, you know, objectively the idea that somebody would be misparnes, you know, either Talmid Chachamim would be, you know, misparnesim ala tzibor, or that, you know, their Torah, you know, it's a kind of like a me'ila, or something like that. Ever so subtly, what truly bothers the Rambam, both in Yad HaChazaka and in Mishnah Torah, in my opinion, is the idea that you've taken Melechas Shemayim and that you've equated it, you know, with it's not the Me'ila, it's the equating it with, you know, Melechas Hedyo. Well, read that line one more time. Below here. V'hayuroim bazechil Hashem b'nei hamon ha'am sheyusvurim sha'atorahim malacha min ha'malachos shemis parnasin ba. V'tia mizulzeles b'neihem. The perception, and in some cases maybe even the self-perception, or maybe even, you know, the perspective, the actual perspective, that this is a kardom lachbor, meaning that this is something to be exploited rather than something which is intended to be lishma and transcendent, that's the problem. Nimsa osa zos, dvar Hashem baza, umashihitas elo hamitzvakchim ima emes vim halashonos habrurim b'lekichas mamon b'nei adam b'rtzonam al karcham hina maisios shemotzim b'talmud me'anoshim b'alei mumin begufan oskenim boim b'yamim ad kidei she'enim yicholim lasos malacha. Bein lam eitza elalito. She'im lo mayasu hayamusu, right? Et ze lo chiva ha-Torah. Ve'atatimsa ze ha-maisa shavi raya mimenu, yomar ba-metzia, right? Ba-amru. Hoysa kani al-socher mimecha k'tavi lachma, shehu be-balmum she'ni ocha la'asas malacha, avakashyesha choles lo timtsa ba-Torah shum derech bazet. So again, the Rambam means that, you know, b'di'eved, if you're going to, you know, starve to death, there's a heter. Or, but really the Rambam means is that if somebody doesn't, you know, have any capabilities, so nobody's thinking that he is exploiting or transforming, you know, Melechas Shemayim into Melechas Hedyot. It's just that he's in a difficult strait. Rav Yosef Alav Hashalom Ayanosei Koros V'Omer Gedola Malacha Shemachamemes Espaleha Klom Ve'esi Gia Sebarav Milchasam Kavod, etc. Okay. Right. Ve'enza El HaToya Mitzada Mevi Raya Mizeho V'zeh Boru Ve'enu Mokom Tos Ke'elisha Loya Mekabal Momod Mibnei Adam Koshkein L'chaivam V'lahati Aleim Chovas Chalila Mizeh Elohim Mekabal Kibud Bilvad Kagon ma'archo adam kishu over orach ulonet slow the ocho beosa laila. There's nothing wrong with that. Oosa hayom beholik liasaka. Ushmulay and nichnas lebais shumadam velo ocho mimachala. Pagons amruchachamim shetami the chachamim sharatulis damos lobozesh loli kones etzel shum adam arshus biyado. Right? But I mean, he's making all sorts of important distinctions. So I think, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's very, very long, as you can see. What's fascinating, this of course was a very powerful statement of the Rambam with huge practical implications. Number one, people noted that, I should have brought it, that the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, you know, talks about, you know, Chel Hashem, He talks about, you know, the, you know, originally the special status of the Kohanim and the Levium. And then he says, you know, in the same, you know, principle applies to Talmidei Chachamim, you know, who serve the Tzibor, you know, and they too deserve, you know, the respect and the support, you know, of the community. People think that that's a stira, you know, to what the Rambam wrote in Pirshei Mishnayos, and what he writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. I think it is something that needs to be reconciled, but based on what I'm kind of suggesting at the moment, which I'll get back to in a second, you know, I don't think there's a stira at all. So there's a very, again, you know, Klal Yisrael is not Noheg Al Pi Shitas HaRambam. That's pretty clear. And it triggered a lot of responses. The responses are very fascinating to look at. We don't have so much time. We're running out of time. But I think I mentioned the other day that there are like a series of like 7-8 tshuvas in the Tashbates, which kind of encapsulates the response. So this starts from Kuf. Yeah, starting from Kuf Mem Beis, and it goes to I think Kuf Mem Ches. Yeah, from Kuf Mem Beis to Kuf Mem Ches, the Tshuvas and Chelek Aleph and the Tashbates are dedicated to this issue. Again, just the way that he starts. Lefi Shari Isi Harbe Bnei Adam Megam Gemin Amash Nagu Bechol Kilos Yisrael Bechol Adoros Lases Pras Lechachameim Vini Talim Bazeh Meshakosav Bazeh Inyan Harambam Beperush LaMasachet Avos Alkein Ach Kor Bazeh Inyan Akasher Yerunim Min Hashemayim Me'agamara Umim Mekomos Acherim Ima Adavar Zeh Reshus O Mitzvah O Kova O Yeshbam Nindud Shalaveira, Bani Batuach Bekochan Shal Rishonim Shenoagu Baatzman Heter Bedavar Zeh Shelo Ikashel Bedvar Halacha V'sheizbaru V'yislabnu Advarim Beinyan Asafek Hazeh. So he starts off, you know, Ki Choval Kol Yisrael Leparnes Derech Kavod LeChachameim LeDayaneim SheTorasanum Nasam Kidei Shelo Yitzdarchu LeHizbatam Imelech Hashemayim V'Shvil Malachdam. And then he goes on. His first point is that it's all, you know, like you can see that there are a lot of nuances on all sides here, that this is a chiyuv of Klal Yisrael. And, you know, it has a practical, you know, obviously, purpose, namely, you need to have, you know, leaders. You need to have people who, you know, have the opportunity, you know, to grow and to, you know, expand their own, you know, learning and their own, you know, leadership, you know, potential. But also, kadesh lo yizdal zalu b'fnei amei ha'aretz v'sheinagu b'mkava. There also, you know, is another aspect to all this. You know, not just the pragmatic one, but the question of, you know, projecting, you know, Kavod HaTorah. Like, you know, what the Rambam sees as a huge Chilul Hashem, the Tashbates, even on a Chilul Hashem point of view, sees in the opposite direction. So he has many tshuvas. I just want to get to the part about the Rambam more specifically. Od Yesh Tzad Revi, Ve'eno Davar Sheyesh B'Chov, is already Kuf Mem Hei, Elo Davar HaRishus, who litol skar mitzvah olim al adin. That he's very careful, you know, to distinguish between the obligation of like the tzibor or individuals to provide and the question of the propriety of the Talmud Chacham to receive. Because the Rambam doesn't think that there's no obligation among, you know, other people to help. His focus is on whether or not, you know, you are allowed to, you know, receive. So he discusses that. He discusses, you know, which cases are Midas Chasidus and which are not, and whether there's a difference between being a Dayan and a Talmud Chacham or Sechar Mitzvah. I'm not going to go into it. Very, very fascinating tshuvas. And then finally, we get to Kuf Mem Zayin. He talks about the Rambam himself. V'achar shen is parish kol zeh yeshon ulochush l'divrei Rambam. Lefisha Sparav Naflu Biad Kaladam, right? Veyolfi mi kalkalosa velo yolfi mi takanasa. So I don't think he means this only in a broad way. He's not really being critical of the Rambam, of course. The Rambam is everybody's hero. And everybody, even when you disagree with him, he's the Rambam. But I think what he means here is that, you know, instead of, I think that people picked up from this Rambam, you know, the destructive side of it, not the, like, you know, inspiring or constructive side of it. I think it's his way of basically saying, I think I know what's behind this Rambam, even though I disagree Lamaisa, right? There is something true about it. This is at least how I'm reading it. Kimanira shu hifriz almidosa, he exaggerated. Vihita kolagonim v'rabbanim asher hayu lefanav of dizmano. We talk shabo lechlal kas, bo lechlal ta'us. Meaning saying the Rambam was too passionate about this topic and he went too far. Ad shekara'am mishugaim, there's some... Did he really call them Shugaim and say in Perush Mishnayos, or did he call them Ptaim? Kapak said that's the wrong gear, so whatever. The Imu Ozro Hamazal, this is a little bit of a blow. You know, Leos Korav Lamalchus, Benechmad Bedoro, Mipnei Rufuoso, Bechachmoso. I mean, if the Rambam, you know, was born with a medical, you know, scalpel, you know, in his mouth, can you say that? I don't know. Like a silver spoon, but you know, medical scalp. Below nitzrach litol pras miakihilos mayasu arabanim b'chachamim asher lo bo lidei midazu. And then he says, hayamusu b'ra'av o yizbazu mechvodam o yifriku ol hatorah mel tzavaram ein zos kavanas hatorah v'hamitzvos v'hatalmud. Okay, that's a strong statement. It's a little bit also funny because he's the hayamusu b'ra'av part is taken from the Rambam. You know, about the, which he quotes again later. It's like, you know, turning it on its head, you know. But, you know, this is inconceivable. So what is the argument? The mesh of kosov she'em b'torah davar she'ame so-so. Shachacho ozav ma'shadarshu ha'koina gadol me'achav gadleu mishalechav ha'yishvu adam chashuv le'koin kemosha kasavti l'mala. Okay. So, of course, again, a lot of these attacks against the Rambam are not really so, you know, compelling. You know, obviously the status, he says, well, and he's denying that there's a difference between, like, the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol me'echov isn't because of the Kohen Gadol, it's because of the institution of Kahuna Gadola. Ula yomar harav shat sibur heim chayavim bazeh avlo nimnu mizeh avlo ratzu lasos ein l'chachamim l'tvoa. Which is, of course, a good distinction. The obligation of others, and then the question whether you can solicit it or initiate it on your own. You know, so he denies that. Oh, no, I mean, if it's a chiyuv, then there should be a way to, you know, implement, you know, as well. But the bigger point I'm trying to make is, and there's a certain, like, irony in all of this, the Rambam leaves an opening. You know, and the way that he speaks about it, as I say, it's not, you know, an objective problem per se. The problem in the Rambam clearly is that Talmud Torah and Avodas Hashem, you know, because it represents such an ideal, and because the principle of Lishma, you know, we raise it to such a high pedestal. Its distinction, you know, as a calling, you know, and as a purpose, is so lofty and so elevated. So what concerned the Rambam clearly was, you know, tarnishing, you know, the, you know, that idealistic or that idyllic, you know, perspective, and the idea that, you know, either the individual himself, which is what he meant by you're undermining yourself in the end, or the perspective of the tzibur would be that this is a malacha like any other malacha, or worse, you know, that what is supposed to be, you know, pursued, you know, ideally lishma, and that represents like avas Hashem and avodas Hashem, you know, that turns into a, you know, a way to make a living, that is the you know, Chil Hashem, you know, for the Rambam. And consequently, a lot of these distinctions that the, you know, Tashbetz, you know, kind of just dismisses, like this, is there really a difference, you know, between like the Tzibur or other people, you know, feeling a sense of obligation, you know, out of Kavodat Torah, you know, to ensure that they have, you know, prospects of leadership, A, and B, you know, that they're raising it to a pedestal. If they're really obligated, so shouldn't the Talmud Chacham, you know, also be able to force them, you know, and pursue this as a living? So if the if it was an objective question, oh, is this me'ila or not? You know, is this a chiyuv or not? You know, then those arguments are actually very powerful. But if the idea is that there's nothing per se wrong with, you know, schar batala or whatever you want to call it, you know, but you want to exercise like enormous care, right, to protect, you know, to protect the, you know, the unique stature, you know, and the idealistic, you know, standing of Talmud Torah, then these distinctions are actually very, very compelling. And what's ironic, I'm just giving you the very much short story of this, is that in the end of the piece, that Tashbetz himself makes a distinction which exactly articulates this. V'ulai yomar harav, before we get to that, shiny hasam kimin deleka chisarin kis, leka chil, he says he wants to compare it to, you know, kima the hidur. He says, you know, after all, there's an obligation of people standing up for Talmidei Chachamim, right? Achar shechiv atori ish bedavar im hale helim yalimu am haaretz aseinayim lama leyazirim v'yachrichum chachamim alkach. Right? Bahalo, l'inyan kima v'hidur hayimakpidim achachamim. Right? And they used to, you know, give mussar to the people, you know, why don't you umali kima v'hidur mali, you know, gadol me'achav zutora v'zutora. But that, of course, is exactly the point. I mean, there's no kima v'hidur, nobody thinks, unless you think, you know, that's your motivation, you know, but for the little kima v'hidur, probably. Now that's purely an expression of Kavanat Torah. So you're trying to protect, you know, the stature of the institution. Here the question is, you're raising a question, is this about Torah or is it about, you know, capitalizing or taking advantage, you know, of making this like any other business? Ulai Yomar Rav Shani Hasam Kim Daleka Chisaron Kis, Lekachil Torah, Babadi Ika Chisaron Kis Ikachil. He's dancing around. Ein ze derech haMishna, shehu tola ba Torah v'kardum lo v'kabana samei haaretz im letova imra'a. Ah, you want to say also v'oda yitzarich harav lepizel lahodos the dafka litali atzmo asur v'lechalik lechachamim acherim delekechil lishri. Okay, my time is running out. But so in the end of the piece, when he gets towards the end, he goes through a number of these other, you know, distinctions. He says, you know, it certainly is a midas chasidus for people not to want to derive any, you know, material pleasure, you know, from a spiritual calling. But he says, and that also there's a difference. There's also just a horror before we get to the final one between, you know, previous and present generations. Meaning, this is the chasidus of today, since the choices in front of us are more stark. And it's not just that b'dieved we wouldn't have leaders, he's saying, given the reality, there should be an understanding, you know, that this isn't about exploitation. So it's interesting how, in a way, the ein nirali sheyesh iser b'davar chalila afilu doris harishonim la'olam yavod adam b'avoda shehizorelo ayit starich lebrios kolzom b'darka chasidus ulefia doros avle mataroa shachachem yizdalzel b'fnei amaretz b'fnei melachto kiach shivu kamohu kamohem v'lo yiyu dvarav nishmaim midarka chasidus shekava kali sheikava kali itim she'efshar lo l'torav yisparnis mem derech kvoda v'kvod HaTorah, Ve'im Medaber Shum Chashash Ba'Ola. Okay. However, in the very end, and this is the point I want to make, in the very end, he says that there are two exceptions. Al-Kein Ani Omer She'esh B'zeh Shnei Dvarim. He says there is a distinction between two categories. Ha'echad Hanah B'Chvod HaTorah, Vasheni hishtamshus bekisra shel Torah. Ha'ana bekavla Torah, ina bechomer zeh she'ein nekar min ha'olam. That means like, you know, oh, you're getting paid. You know, there's no me'ila here. Ha'ana bekvoda Torah, you know, if that's helpful, aside from midas chasidus, he says that's totally fine. However, hu heter gamur, el shemidaka chasidus she'esh nimnoim mizeh. The Maisa Shiyonason Ben Amram, and so on. The Inyan Haishtamshus Bekisra Shal Torah Shehu Asr Al Shnei Panim. Ha'echad Mish Osik Betorah Shalol Lishma Utkilas Hiskaskusa Ba Lohoy Ela Kedei Lasos Mimena Umnus Lechiyus Hareza Mishtamish Bekisra Shal Torah Letzarka Velo Letzarka V'harei Osik Keser HaKodesh Tashmish Shel Chol. I mean, if your motivation, you're going into it, you think, oh, I could be a carpenter, I could be an accountant, right? I could be a, you know, a baseball player, you know, and I could be, one of the rabbanim, you know, who's getting all these amazing salaries for what he's doing, right? It's a great career path, right? That's Mishtamesh Bekisra Shel Torah Letzorka Velo Letzorka Bahari Oser Keser HaKodesh Tashmish Shel Chol. That's the key line. Velo Hifrish Beino Ben Kardom Shu Mishtamesh Bo Al Ze Ein Lo Skar B'Talmudo Le'olam Abba Shor Nuskabin Ela B'Gam Nekar Me'olam Azeh B'Neshna Shal She'osa Kli HaKodesh Tashmisho Shel Chol. Abel Im Acher Shazacha Lekisra Shel Torah. He went into it sincerely. There are other more lucrative professions that he passed up on. Whom the skabed um is gadel ba, ein ze bechla mishtamish bekisra shel Torah. Whom mishtamish lekisra shel Torah, shari omru besofa kabod labo. That's okay. Lo omru amenash shelo titel kabod. Harei ha'atara ba'kardom shavim be'inyan zeh. Ubni adam gamken chayavin lechabdo bishvil oso atara. Nixim if they say batakum. Right? Oh. Aval Mishu Godol Betorah Imnoto Pras Bekvod Torah So Ein Zeh Bechlal Bishtamish Bekisra Shel Torah. Right? The Sheni though is Misha Poreah Chovo Misalek Tibios Me'alav Bekisra Shel Torah. Shekivin She'ein Zeh Michok HaTorah Belochiv She'etila Bo Torah She'yiftu B'nei Adam B'chachomim B'tviyoseyem Who wrote a lifter Atzmo B'tviyah Bekvod Shel Torah Harei Zilzel Bekvod Shel Torah. So these are the two examples, but the idea to leave you with is, in my opinion, the Rambam totally agreed with the subtle analysis of the Tashbates, except that he felt that you have to be more machmir because the application of this distinction is pretty subtle. The Rambam felt that in order to preclude misconception, the Rambam wasn't only interested in whether you were mishtamesh bekisra shel Torah or not. The Rambam was interested in the perception also that others would have about Kisra Shel Torah. And therefore, while the Rambam didn't think that there's an Isra Hanah per se, he thought more that it's almost impossible you know, to protect, let's say, the role of Lishma and the idealism, you know, in the perspective of other people towards, you know, Torah, without, you know, this kind of a much more low plug, you know, perspective policy-wise, you know, on this issue. And that, I think, fits into the Rambam's broader idea in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud and Yud Beis, which I'll try to get back to.
Tashbish might have made this point. I wasn't really sure. Tashbish made this point that the Rambam, I don't know the context of the Rambam's time, but like, no one